This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Immigrant advocates say hundreds of Colorado families have been affected by the DMV sharing driver license information with ICE. Sienna Mann with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition says they obtained state emails that show the agency helped ICE identify, surveil, and detain people without warrants.
It turns out that the immigrant community's fear about sharing information was justified. Their information was then weaponized against them and used for the purpose of immigration enforcement, upending their safety, their livelihoods by this unsanctioned cooperation between DMV administrators and ICE.
State law allows undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. Lawmakers are introducing legislation that would strengthen privacy laws to prevent further DMV data sharing with law enforcement agencies. Winter Park Resort has reported 109 cases of COVID-19 among staff. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
It is by far the biggest among a string of outbreaks at ski areas in recent months. State health officials link it to employee housing. Winter Park statement says the outbreak was traced to activities outside the workplace and that no guests were involved. Employee outbreaks at ski areas are climbing as the season progresses. Monarch has the second highest count, with 17 cases. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
26 degrees in Denver, it's 33 in Colorado Springs, and 22 overcast for Pueblo. This is CPR and KRCC.